Time to bring in Mike Causey and Check Sports. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Wet.
You know, it's raining down there already?
Oh, it's been raining hard for a while.
All right, well, we're expecting some of those showers and thunderstorms today, but we're expecting the real rainy day to be Sunday here, where it's going to start raining Sunday and rain probably into Monday. So, but anyway, with all that being said, let's go to sports. Islanders find themselves down 2-0.
Party's over. They played good last night. They held Tampa in check. They had a lot of opportunities to score. They didn't, and you could see it coming again. Like, when I watch hockey, I could see when it's coming because you can't get the puck out of your zone and the other team's pushing it around. And the goalie, to his credit, made two fantastic saves late in the game inside that same flurry. But the third one was just a good pass to the short side and nobody was there and put it in with 7 seconds and the Islanders are down 2-0. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter how well you played. You lost. And pretty much looks like the season's over for the Islanders.
All right. We'll see. Hey, listen. Remember when the island? Remember the 1 year since I've been alive that the Rangers won the Stanley Cup?
I don't remember that long ago.
Well, the Rangers were down. What was it? Were Mark Messier guaranteed a win?
3-2.
Yeah. But
3-2 is a lot different than 2-0.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But still, until you get to that third win,
I know. You sound like my friend. It's never over till it's over, but this is over.
Your friend must like lousy teams like I do.
Yeah, he's a Dolphin fan.
Okay, there you go. We always have that saying, it's never over till it's over.
But looking at it from the outside, the Islanders have to climb Mount Rushmore without any rope.
All right. Now, once again in Major League Baseball, the juiced-up ball has reared its ugly head. The Braves put a 29 spot on the Marlins.
Yeah, I guess they ran out of this year's baseballs. They had to use last year's. Braves beat the Marlins 29-9, and the Brewers beat the Tigers 19-0.
Sad state of the game. Sad state.
Well, you know why the scores have been low this year? Because there's no fans in the stands, so they don't have to see the 450-foot home run every two innings.
It's interesting.
But what time is the parade today?
What parade? Oh, for the Yankees winning?
Well, the Yankees and the Mets won today, the last night, so there has to be a parade.
At least a few people cheering anyway.
Yeah, I flipped around, and when I go to the Al Yank channel, the New York version of Al Jazeera, I just shut the volume off because those three stooges on there, you can't bear to listen to them. They were like talking like the problems are resolved yesterday if the Yankees win 7-2. Yeah, okay. Look at the standings, fools. You're still 6 games behind Tampa Bay with, I think, 17 games to play. So that's climbing Mount Rushmore without a rope either. And, you know, they're selling. They're salesmen. Oh, well, if the Yankees just make it to the playoffs, everything can change. Yeah, all right, sure. Yeah, well, it could, or you can lose in the first round, too. Yeah.
That's absolutely right. Hey, for you younger baseball fans, and I'm going to include anybody under the age of probably 35, the Pirates honored Roberto Clemente yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You folks want to Google Roberto Clemente and see what a real ball player looked like.
1971 World Series. Pull it up. It's the throw from right field. Not too many people ever could make that throw. And his last hit of his career before the end of the season was his 3,000th hit.
Guy was amazing. Offense, in the field, running the bases, batting. And he was a great guy.
Yeah, if he played today, they'd be saying he's the greatest ball player ever.
Well, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
He was a great humanitarian.
Yeah.
He died bringing supplies to earthquake victims in Nicaragua.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
On New Year's Eve.
Yep.
Show me an athlete that's going to get on a plane New Year's Eve and go do something for somebody now.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. If you really want to appreciate the history of baseball, when you hear these names and you don't know who, Google them and look at some of the clips. You'll be amazed.
When I pitched in Puerto Rico, I saw his wife several times. She threw out the first pitch to one of the games I was pitching down there and everything, and real nice woman, and I'm dating myself, but his sons were little boys. This was in the early mid-80s, so It was a great experience just meeting those people that had something to do with Roberto Clemente. And in Puerto Rico, back at that time, I mean, you had a picture of Jesus on your mantelpiece and Roberto Clemente throughout the entire island. That's how revered he is in Puerto Rico.
All right. I love this quote from the San Francisco 49ers, Kyle Shanahan. They asked him about fake crowd noise. He said it's a form of human torture. He's absolutely right. You know, either you're going to play with people in the stands or not. That's your team's decision. But if you don't pipe in. This is nuts. You know, they do it.
Well, you know, football, not like another sport. Well, there's no people at golf, or there is whatever. That's another time for another story. But in football, I think that you should have the decibel level of the crowd at a certain height. Like, you shouldn't be able to go in and crank it up to the point where you can't hear yourself breathe. I don't think it should be that way. I don't know if it is. I don't know if it isn't. I don't pay attention to football. But you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't make a home field advantage in the crowd where when the other team has the ball, you're gonna blare it up, and then when you have the ball, it's utter silence. You shouldn't have that. That's not fair. And I don't care if they say, well, it's our home field. I don't care. It's not right.
All right, and the big news out of football, ESPN has once again benched Hank Williams Jr.'s song, the Monday Night Football.
Well, I think he pulled it out himself. I don't think ESPN did it. I think he didn't want to be involved with football this year. I think that's the way it went.
Yeah, they didn't, you know, it's funny. They brought it back. They took it away once before, and then they brought it back in 2017.
Mm-hmm. He had to change some lyrics to it.
And went from there. But
I think this year, it's not ESPN's decision; it's his decision. He told them that they couldn't use it.
Yeah, it's. I'm looking at this now, and the official press release doesn't make sense. Instead, the song they're going to have by Butcher Brown, "Rip It Up."
Heck is Butcher Brown? Is he cut steak somewhere?
I don't know.
Put it this way. The NFL deserves Butcher Brown. They don't deserve Hank Williams.
I just think you should be able to separate somebody's politics from if a song fits a particular thing. But that's me.
You would think.
I'm 67.
But that's not the way of today.
Yeah, I'm 67. And all right. Well, anyways, let's see. What else? We didn't do racing yesterday.
You know why?
Why?
There's no racing to do. Saratoga's closed.
Here we go. All right.
Saratoga's closed. New York doesn't run to September 18th. The only game in town right now is Kentucky Downs, and they don't run every day. So Kentucky Downs ran yesterday. They run today. They don't run tomorrow. They run Saturday and Sunday, and I think next Tuesday. So that's the only game in town till September 18th.
All right. And you can get, by the way, on the web, RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com. There is a daily pick up there by Mike.
There was one yesterday. There's one today. There won't be one tomorrow because there's no racing.
All right.
But then we'll have it up on, we'll have it for Saturday and Sunday. And it's going to be sporadic. Like I said, it'll be Kentucky Downs for as long as they run, but that ends next Tuesday. And then we won't have any again until the 18th because there really is nothing running.
All right. Well, we got what we got. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't change the schedule. You can't invent things. And I'm not picking horses running at Yucca Flats, so.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow anyways.
I'll be here. Hey, are we picking football games?
Oh, that's right.
I got the litter box ready.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The contest where I always get slaughtered by Mike Causey is about to begin again this year. Tonight is the official opening of the National Football League season. All right. Who's playing tonight?
Kansas City's playing somebody. That's all I know.
Kansas City against Texas. Houston. All right, so you know where the game is?
Yucca Flats. I don't know. I think it's in Kansas City. I don't know.
Well, it's the opening game of the season. I'll take the champs. I'll take Kansas City.
Yeah, that's all I took. Yeah. That one went to the litter box. There was a little hot steamer on over the Kansas City helmet, so that's where we're going today.
All right, and we'll check the rest of them and give you our picks tomorrow for the weekend. All right. Mike, we'll check with you mañana.
You got it. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Conthey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.